I recently headed west on Highway 29 from Wausau, Wisconsin. I then turned north, back west, then back north, and then found myself next to a sign on the edge of a large farm field. Many would say I was in the middle of nowhere, but actually, I was in the middle of everywhere. The story on this edition of The American Countryside. Aloha, I'm Andrew McRae, inviting American Countryside listeners to join me on an agricultural adventure to the Hawaiian Islands, November 4th to the 13th. We'll visit the USS Arizona Memorial at Pearl Harbor, tour a Hawaiian lavender farm and Maui's beautiful agricultural upcountry, visit Monsanto, Hawaii, and attend an authentic Hawaiian luau featuring dinner and a show. All airfare, deluxe hotels, and more are included. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266.
Hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge. The American Heart Association says the disco song Stayin' Alive is the near-perfect beat for hands-only CPR. If you see a teen or adult collapse from cardiac arrest, you only need two steps to help save a life. Call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of the song Stayin' Alive. Disco is back and it's saving lives. To learn more, go to heart.org/hands-only-CPR.
Nationally supported by the WellPoint Foundation.
John Gasecki began a geological club. Sounds boring? Annette Johnson says, not so fast.
Basically, when he was growing up, would hear the older people talk about this special place. Never really knew what it was.
What it was? An intriguing crossing of invisible longitude and latitude lines in the area.
They did have it marked with a brass marker that says that this is the location that's halfway between the equator and the North Pole.
Not only that, it was also halfway between the prime meridian and the 180th meridian, often referred to as the International Dateline. It was exactly 45 degrees north and 90 degrees west. John created the 45 by 90 club.
You could come out and look at it, stand on the spot. Then you would go to his bar, which was there in Punitowski, sign the book, and then he would give you a free beer.
So this spot just outside of tiny Punitowski is the exact center of the northwest hemisphere of our globe. Not a big deal. Well, when you consider, of the three other points that mark the centers of their three quarters of the globe, two are in the Indian Ocean, and one is in the remote stretches of China's border with Mongolia. So this place has a lot of visitors.
They can come here and get a medallion. Unfortunately, the city won't let them give them a free beer, but I can give them a medallion.
John began collecting signatures in 1978. Today, the official book is in the Wausau Visitor Center a few miles away.
We have over 6,000 signatures. I've had people call and ask if we could stay open later. They want to become a member of the club.
And you, like myself, can sign your name and get your medallion for standing in the middle of our quarter of the world. Traveling the countryside in Punitowski, Wisconsin, I'm Andrew McRae.